spin your battery. There we go, we're working now.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Justin, thanks for... Well, I've just had the grand tour of ISB, and it's been fabulous. Thanks for having me. Tell me now that we've got the recorder on, tell me a little bit about your position and about your dreams for ISB.
All right, well, my position is basically technology and learning coordinator for the elementary school, and that's where I work primarily, but working in collaboration with the technology director and then the technology and learning coordinator for the middle and high school together as a team, we direct the vision of how students and teachers can use the tools, the technology in their classrooms, and all of the leverage and power that the internet holds to kind of enhance learning and what they do in their classrooms every day. So it's been about a 6-month whirlwind of kind of getting to know the school and the people. And my first job was to try and demonstrate value, given that I'm not teaching at all.
You don't have your own classes, you're running professional development and supporting teachers.
So my first job was to try and take the existing technology and make it work continuously. So it always was work, it was worked, and try and solve problems before they happen. But then second, I wanted to get into as many classrooms as possible and demonstrate best practices with regards to teaching with laptops, teaching with a smart board, using and integrating different types of multimedia throughout the lessons in short little bursts to keep students engaged, and just show teachers how easy it is to use all these tools, and they shouldn't be afraid, that they shouldn't, they can try and they can learn.
Sure, and I mean, you've just had a pretty large hardware rollout in the last 6 to 12 months with smart boards and surround sound speakers, and you're showing us in the elementary school. And I mean, the hardware, once the infrastructure is in place, really that's the next step, isn't it? To build the confidence of the teachers to actually be able to use it for the learning.
That's right. Yeah. But it's actually, if you can, and I mean, this school has tremendous resources, but by being able to roll it out to everyone, it allows for that collaboration to happen right away, as opposed to the kind of traditional beta role where a few teachers take it, but they don't have that kind of almost viral enthusiasm that occurs when everyone gets the same tool and they're all learning together and they all feel like they solve problems. And so I can teach one person or a few teachers something, and then there's an invisible conversation that happens that I don't see that kind of disseminates. And then if I can find my high flyers and early adopters and really teach them well, then they become almost teachers for me. And that's why I think, I mean, I see my job more as, if I can make myself redundant and not, if no one needs me anymore, then I've done my job.
You've done your job.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the job.
So what do you see as the main issues that for the rest of this year, you've got another 6 months of this particular year to go, what are the main issues and the main problems you want to address?
I think first, getting people to use the internet in different ways. I'm trying to stop having classes just Google. I mean, I want teachers to vet these websites first. I want them to not just send them out, because that's still happening. Teachers saying, go and find it, but not teaching any of the skills required to find
it. The literacy skills have to be, that's part of an educator's job to keep doing that.
There's all those questions. Who's teaching the 21st century literacy skills? It's everyone's job. And so that's, I think, my next step is to get people to realize that everyone has to be asking these questions, whether you're in art, you're in geography, you're in history, that everyone has to be asking the same questions over and over and over again. And we all have to drive forward. It's no one person's responsibility. And to try and get those, to move away from content and more to critical thinking, problem solving, because those are the skills that are valued in today's economy. Not, I don't need to know anything, I just need to know how to find it. And I need to know how to evaluate it and remix it and apply it.
And to evaluate and synthesize the information that you find.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. And what, John and I here at the job fair, of course, and one of the questions that's come up at our interviews, what do you do with the problem teacher who's perhaps a little bit negative about, with their approach to technology? What's your strategy?
My strategy is I leave them alone. I go and I praise and I celebrate everyone around them. Yeah. And I make it so that everyone around them is teaching and learning and trying, and I hit my high flyers, and those people who, rather than get my energy sucked up, people who don't want to do it, I just celebrate everyone who's doing great things, and those people who aren't doing anything, take a look around and realize they're the only ones left, and then because they're not doing anything, they stand out more than if they were to just kind of stand still. So that's my approach. And it seems to be working. Rather than kind of be sucked down by the people who you spend all your time, but they're not really interested in changing anyway.
So what sort of professional development requirement do the teachers have at this school? Do you have workshop afternoons? Do you have certain minimum requirements people have to attend? Or is it all on an individual or department basis?
Yeah, we do a bi-weekly after-school kind of PD in-service. And Dennis, the other technology coordinator, myself, kind of make that curriculum, getting feedback from teachers as to what they need. But it's almost like you don't know what you don't know kind of philosophy, showing new tools and then getting into classrooms and finding a few people and then really making an assignment a success. Or following something from start to finish so that teacher can see, rather than show them something and then leave them, take them through the entire process.
Yes, yeah.
From start to finish, that if they can see the end result is worth it with a little bit of support, maybe the next time they need less and less and less. There isn't a requirement though. There's a fairly progressive PD philosophy here, but there's no real requirement, basically based on teacher initiative, interest, and our ability to be relevant.
Good. Justin, thanks very much. It's been a real pleasure meeting you and being here at ISB, and I look forward to further collaborations.
Yes, NextGen. We're part of it. Thank you very much for coming.
Good.